Hi, this is Nicholas Newport, and welcome to Lucidology 101, how to trick your body into falling asleep to quickly start having lots of OBEs and lucid dreams without using any visualizations. Here in part 5, we'll cover the exact relaxation routine that you can use to fall asleep quickly so you can cure insomnia and have frequent lucid dreams and OBEs. You don't have to spend hours relaxing every part of your body in order to have OBEs. About 90% of your body's tension is in about 10% of your muscles. If you just target those key areas, you can relax quickly enough that your body will interpret it as a signal to fall asleep. Most books on relaxation say to lay down and start relaxing at your feet and work your way up to your head. That's not the most effective way to do it because the vast majority of your body's tension is in your jaws, not your feet. The jaw is the strongest muscle area in terms of exerted force. The world record for bite strength is 975 foot-pounds for 2 seconds. No other muscle in your body can exert more total force than your jaw muscles, and no other muscle holds more tension. Many people go their whole lives and never consciously think to relax their jaws. This causes bruxism, or teeth grinding, which wears down your teeth and causes other problems such as toothaches, headaches, earaches, tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears, and even dizziness. So the very first thing to do before an OBE induction is to relax your jaws. This step is absolutely required. It only takes a few seconds, so it gives you the most bang for your buck of all the relaxations you can do. Start with a very firm massage of the meaty part of your upper jaws in front of and below your ears. This is called your masseter muscle and is the single biggest culprit for locked up muscle knots in the entire body. Press strongly with your fingers on both sides of your head and get a good hurt feeling. The second step is to squeeze on both sides of your jaws with your palms instead of just your fingers. You can use quite a bit of force when you do this because your jaws are quite strong. Let your jaw go as slack as you can while you're pressing. It's common to stretch before and after exercise by stretching your legs by touching your toes. But have you ever stretched your jaw muscles? You may look silly doing this, but it really does go a long way toward relaxing your jaws. So the third step is to relax your jaws as much as you can and then use your fingers to pull your jaws open. You may be surprised by how much your jaws resist your fingers, but by stretching them, you can get the tension out. My grandfather was a professor of a science called relaxology. One of his colleagues could relax his jaws so much that you could wiggle it with your hands and it felt like there was almost nothing holding his jaws on his head. You don't have to relax your jaws that much, but I mention it to give you an idea of just how much tension is in your jaws even if you think they're relaxed. Step 4 is to stretch your arms and chest against the wall. Place a palm flat on the wall and turn the trunk of your body so that you get a good stretch from the very tips of your fingers down your forearm, your bicep, your shoulder, and all across your chest. Exhale all the tension out. Repeat this twice with both arms. Step 5 is to stretch against the wall by placing both palms against the wall and then bending forward. This really targets your shoulder and chest tension. Inhale and exhale fully and slowly 3 times to work out all the tension. Then stand up normally and then repeat the stretch. Step 6 is to stretch the bottom of your feet by propping up your foot against the wall and leaning forward. This will give you a good calf stretch. Repeat this on each foot and then sit down and massage the individual muscles in the soles of your feet with your hands. Step 7 is to stretch the palm of each hand by pushing your fingers back with the other hand. This also gives your forearms a nice stretch. Step 8 is the last stretching step. Do some slow windmills to relax your shoulders. It's tempting to skip this step, but your shoulders carry almost as much tension as your jaw, so it's important to stretch and relax your shoulder as much as possible. For step 9, remember that one purpose of the rollover signal is to get you to roll over, which causes you to gradually gather and release tension. Here's a trick to speed that up or even skip over it. Lay down in bed and relax as much as you can for 15 seconds or so. Then roll over and relax for a couple more seconds. Repeat this several times and you'll relax the rest of your muscles quite quickly. This works because normally when you stretch one body part to relax it, you have to tense up another part. For instance, to stretch one hand, you had to tense up your other hand. By laying down and rolling around for a minute, you stretch and relax everything a little bit at a time and finish your rollover phase all at once. Once you're done rolling around, step 10 is to start doing stop, drop, and roll. Lay flat on your back with your arms above your head and start daydreaming. See Lucidology 101 Part 3 for how to do stop, drop, and roll if you haven't yet. Step 11 is to begin sleep breathing. See Loosetology 101 Part 4 for details on that. Step 12 is to relax your eyes and stop eye micromovements. Roll your eyes around in both directions a few times and then let them rest. The idea is to completely forget that your eyes even exist. To do that, count 150 heartbeats. Focusing on your heart for a long time will make it feel like it's going to beat its way out of your chest. However, if you get up and actually check your pulse, you'll find that it's beating like normal. The heart pounding sensation is just a trick of the mind which will help distract you from your eyes. After 150 heartbeats, you've come to step 14, which is to switch on the rollover signal. Drop your arms down to your side and move to step 15, which is to tense and release each muscle group. By now you should be pretty deeply relaxed. Continue to sleep breathe and sense where you have some tension left. Slightly tense that area for a moment and then release it. This will cause you to relax that muscle further than before you tensed it. Start at your jaws and end at your feet. To do this, count 150 heartbeats, starting at 300, which tires your brain out a little bit faster. After every 10 heartbeats, pause the count and tense and release another muscle group. For instance, when you get to 160, tense and relax your jaws. At 170, tense and relax your face. At 180, tense and relax your neck, and so forth. If you lose track of what number you're on, that's a good sign that it's working and that you're falling asleep. When you get to 450, you'll either be asleep or you'll be feeling the rollover signal. Or if you don't have a strong rollover signal, then just daydream and continue to sleep breathe for a while until it's strong enough. When you really feel the need to roll over, you've reached step 16, which is to simply roll over and release any remaining tension. Continue sleep breathing and you'll black out within a few moments. Two things that really speed things up are socks and earplugs. You may not realize how much your body temperature drops when you sleep, but when your feet are just a little bit cold, it's really hard to relax. So wear socks even if you don't think you need them. Earplugs are also incredibly valuable for falling asleep fast. You can get them at Amazon or Target. Silicone putty earplugs work the best, and you can make them last for several uses by washing them with soap after each use. Here's the complete relaxation system step by step. If this list is too small to read, you can download this list in your free OBE Quick Start at loosetology.com. Coming up in part 6, you'll find out how to use the sun to avoid the number one mistake that almost everyone makes in OBEs and how to optimize your brain chemistry for lucidity. Plus, we'll cover the one OBE induction that I would use if I was not allowed to use any others. But before you do that, come pick up your free Lucidology 101 Lucid Dream and OBE Induction Explorers Kit at lucidology.com, which has everything you need to have your very first OBEs and lucid dreams tonight. These are just some of the books that I read in the search for fast OBE inductions. Unfortunately, I didn't find much in them that worked, so I developed my own techniques. In your Explorer's Kit, I've given you all my best secrets, which took me years to figure out. That way, you can benefit from all my trial and error and get right to the point and have your very first OBEs and lucid dreams tonight. One of the many things you'll get in it is my report titled, How Many of the 7 Biggest OBE and Lucid Dream Mistakes Are You Making? I see people make these same mistakes over and over because virtually all the books on OBEs actually tell people to make these mistakes. A lot of times it only takes a tiny tweak to clear out those stumbling blocks and get people over the hump to start having speedy progress. So in your kit you'll find out exactly which of these 7 giant mistakes are holding you back and see exactly what you need to do to quickly fix those mistakes. You'll also get my report titled The Complete 8-Step Diagram to Trick Your Body into Falling Asleep to Have Your First OBEs and Lucid Dreams. A lot of the people that I've showed these tricks to have written in to tell me that these steps were what enabled them to have their very first OBEs even after everything else they had tried failed. In fact, a lot of them had their very first OBEs the very first night they used these 8 tricks. Plus, you'll find out how you can get access to the private Lucidology members forum where you can ask questions and get expert advice from people who have successfully used these tricks. And you'll find out how you can get Lucidology 102, which shows you my most powerful OBE exit visualizations that you can use to have 5, 10, or even 20 OBEs in a single session. With the Lucidology 102 tricks, you can start averaging an OBE or more per day and have your first 100 OBEs in 100 days. Make sure you click the link at the top of this video to subscribe to this YouTube channel so you can get even more free OBE videos that are on the way. There's a whole bunch of great free stuff that I had to send you, so head over to loosenology.com and download your free OBE Induction Explorers Kit. I'll see you there.